systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Friday, March 12, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you so much for being with us. Episode 322 of the Friday Night Show. Thank you so much for your support. We enjoy it. We appreciate it. We live it. We love it. We learn it. Two hearts. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/live is where you should be doing that, or the Ustream app for any mobile device. You can check those out. You can check out the archive shows. We record them all. They're posted on our Ustream account, definitely. Slash feedback type shit, and I'll read it, or give us a call, 406-204-4687. That's the number. All phone lines are currently open.
Woo.
Today, March 12th, 2010, 2010. 2000.
It's probably about a billion other people's birthday, but it's someone's birthday that we know.
From the jamhole.com/forums, hack.planet, Hunter joins us. How you doing, Hunter?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Talk like you got a pair. How old are you, Hunter?
Oh, ouch. I'm 17.
17. Man, what a young, innocent age to be. I
miss being 17 because the insurance was covered by my parents, and if I got any drug trouble, it was okay because I'm a minor and all that good stuff.
That's right.
And it was okay to be a dropout at that point because I was still young.
Yeah, I know, right? Nothing mattered
at all.
It
wasn't cool when I graduated when I was 21, so...
No, then you grow up, you got to worry about shit, and you got responsibilities, and would be cool... Nowadays with the technology is being 17 now, because by the time he's my age, you're gonna have
cool shit,
full immersed virtual reality with tactile feedback and bots that you can have sex with.
It's gonna be like that room in Gamer.
It's gonna be
room.
Surrogates all over, man. So how you doing? What do you think? This is the studio. This is where the magic happens.
It's tiny.
It is very
tiny.
Come on,
talk a little louder, dude. It's what?
Okay, Brayden, go over there and show him how to use that mic, please.
It is tiny like Matt's dick.
Thank you. He saw my dick earlier when we were in Best Buy. We were trying to figure out how big a 12-inch screen was, so I showed him.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I got some quick, some news real quick. Monday, no one can hear you. Monday.
You said you showed them an eighth of a 12-inch screen.
Oh, thank you.
Ah-ha-ha.
I wish they would have heard that. Thank you. So, on Monday, we are going to have Keith and Hemda joining us to talk about their book, What Do We Do Now? KeithandTheGirl.com/book. Of course, you can check it out. You've been reading it. I haven't read it. And I know it's funny.
It's funnier than shit, dude.
Because I was here doing show notes, headphones on. You were in the bedroom, door shut. And I could hear you laughing out loud.
Yeah, it was pretty good, dude. I've had quite a few good laugh out loud.
Were you on the floor when you were laughing out loud?
No.
You weren't rolling
no.
on the floor? No?
No.
Okay, just lol.
Just,
no raffles?
Just lols.
Okay.
It's okay.
So no. Yeah, they're going to come, and we're going to have a little contest for you guys. We're going to have two autographed Keith and the Girl What Do We Do Now books to give away. One to a male listener, one to a female listener. So we'll let you guys know the details of how you can enter to win those once we figure it out.
So yeah, dude, it's pretty badass though. I'm about I'm 3/4 of the way through it. I mean, I'll have it done by tonight or tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, and Ashley has gotten into it too. Like, we went out to hit a spot so I can fish a little bit, and she got so into it, she's like, fuck it, dude, I want to read it out loud so you can read it, you know, hear it too and stuff. And we ended up just taking turns reading the book to each other. It's badass. I know. I was like, oh, my bestest friend, read
so,
me a book.
So, is there anything in the book to discuss what to do if your girlfriend is a little bit of a prude?
There's a few like things about that. Yeah.
Yeah. What does it say?
Are you hinting towards something?
No, not at all. Let's say, hypothetically, I had a problem. Let's say maybe I'm married to a woman who's got a couple kids. They're my kids, her kids, we're a family. she just stopped sucking dick. Would that book help me out? Is there advice?
No.
I think you're lying.
No, dude, there's a question, like, my girlfriend won't go down on me. She will not put my dick in her mouth at all.
I swear that wasn't me.
Right, but dude, I give you head and shit.
No,
I
know.
Like that. Anyway, go ahead, Hunter.
But then you rape her.
But yeah. God.
That's just how it goes.
But basically, they're like, you know, Hemda was like, I can't see... If my partner thought any kind of, you know, sexual act was icky, then I couldn't see myself being with them. But we all have our own, you know,
so basically,
own type deal.
It's like if your girl doesn't suck cock, just dump her. Is that what it
says?
Oh, okay.
Well, kind of, sort of.
Oh, really?
It's basically like, can you live with it or not?
Right.
You know, it's she basically says, you know, this type of a person, you're not going to be able to change their mind no matter what you like.
So
you
have
to
make the choice.
And Keith said that, you know, if she does, if she's like, you know what, I'll do it because I don't want to lose you. He's like, it's going to be the most saddest, pathetic fucking knob job you've ever had in your life. So,
okay.
And you know what?
That doesn't pertain
to us at all because I do give you head. Okay. And when I do give you head, it's
mind
blowing.
I have to pay for it.
So,
oh, right.
You're an asshole. But, you know, it's really good, dude. Like, there's a lot of really good questions that you wouldn't think about, and they're really actual good answers. Like, not, like, you pick up a fucking relationship book at the store, and it's all these, like, retarded answers that don't make any sense, and the author has divorced his own damn self.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's really cool to get, like, an actual, you can relate to this shit. It's not.
Because it's a
so
relate. Relationship book.
Nah, nah,
right.
Nah, nah.
Okay. That's
but yeah,
for
it's
you.
Really, really good. I'd like to talk to Keith and Kemna about the book on Monday.
Okay,
I'll have it done. I'll,
hopefully,
I'll,
you
can I highlight
in
the book.
No. Hopefully, you can finish it so I can read it. And yeah, should be a good time. So you guys have that to look forward to on Monday. Fun day. Should be a good time. So last night, I did end up making it out to Grizzly Jack's, a little hip hop show up there. I gotta say, I was very impressed with what they were doing up there. It's really cool. The place is cool. Papa Pill, Isaiah, he's got some really good equipment now.
Oh, yeah?
And they know, like, they sound really good. I was impressed.
Did you get to see Landis?
I saw Landis.
How did he do? Who was he rapping with, by the way?
Just him and Isaiah and Sean, Lyrical.
How did he do?
He's good. He's decent.
He's a cool dude. Did you actually get to meet him and talk to him?
No, not really. I just kind of was listening. But yeah, he seemed like...
looked at me. What's up?
What?
When you talk, you have to do it into the mic.
Otherwise, no one can hear you. And then while we're editing, it's going to be like...
Oh, God. I forgot that this is why we don't just have people come over and just hang out.
Right.
Because they can't, like...
That's kind of why I was, like, staying out as late as I possibly could.
Oh, well, thanks. Because we could have been done with the show by now.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
But, so, the weird thing I noticed, I'm really glad I'm not single. Because going out... I think the only reason people go to bars is to pick up chicks. Now, there's no
and
other...
And a bar is a horrible place to pick up women in
but
the
that's
first
all
place.
They do there. That's it. And the funny thing is, there's mostly fat chicks. So
of course.
You have... There's two sides of the spectrum. Thanks for...
Ustream crash! Yes! Did you not say a prayer before the show?
Fuck, I knew I forgot something. To whom it may concern, if Ustream does that again, you spite thee with furious anger. So there's a bunch of fat chicks there. There was some hot chicks there. There's the spectrum. On one side, you have the totally not fuckable, all the way over to the I'm probably gonna rape you. Totally fuckable. And then you have the in-between, right? So you have, okay, that girl's pretty, and a couple drinks. Now that girl goes from being meh to definitely fuckable. And it's funny watching the guys, because there's two girls that are totally smoking hot, but the guys know that they are out of their league, right? So the guys will leave the really super hot chicks alone. They leave them alone. And then they leave the super fat chicks alone also, because they don't want, you know, we're not, I'm trying to cut down on fat in my diet, so they don't go for that. So everyone ends up hounding these two or three intermediary
hot chicks, kind of hot chicks,
women
yeah.
when that they weren't really that great to begin with, but, you know, as the night progresses and everyone's getting wasted, they turn into something definitely fuckable. And I'm thinking, like, that must be so fucking awful for those fat chicks to watch all these guys. And it's like, dude, that fat chick gives the best head out of any bitch in this area.
Yeah, fat chicks give monster head.
And they're going to cook for you, obviously, because you know she's hungry. And it's like, it just made me really glad that I wasn't, because the ratio of guys to girls is way lopsided, right? There's way more guys than there are girls. So the girls are working the room pretty much, getting all these guys to buy them drinks with the insinuation that I'm going to take you home tonight. And now there's a drunk girl with five guys who all put in on getting her drunk, hoping that, and then, you know, she ends up going home with her fat chick friend and everyone's fucked. But very amusing at any rate. I enjoyed it. And is that why people just go to bars is for chicks? Like, is there no more hanging out?
Well, what else is there to do here, really?
Drink?
I mean,
fuck?
You might meet someone at Aussiepalooza, but that only happens once a year. You might meet someone down at the fag skate park.
Right.
You might meet someone, I don't know. There's nothing really to do, dude. And when something like that's going on, it's a fuck, you know, it's actual, like, something for people our age to get out and do.
Right, but it seems like you could do other things. They just get out there.
There's
and
no, like, social get-togethers or anything.
But no
like
matter
any kind of, like, clubs or anything.
No matter what
do.
They're doing, though, it turns into, I'm here to pick up a girl. That's
well,
it. I'm going to the bowling alley.
When
first.
You're bored and lonely, shit happens, dude.
That's, I don't know, man. That sucks.
Hey,
it's so
who was begging their exes to come back, like, the month before I got with him? Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, you.
No?
Yeah, you had emails. From
no.
Yes, Brayden's yeah? agreeing.
Thank
with
you,
me.
Brayden.
Yes, you were begging both Layla and
I was playing the numbers game because you were being a cunt.
You were begging both Layla.
Well, stop
and
being a
fucking,
cunt, and I won't have to do that.
What's her name? Damn it,
Holly.
Holly.
She's married
to come
now,
back.
So
yeah, you were like both of you. You even said Brayden even said he's like yeah, he's just emailing both of them to see which one comes back.
Wow,
first.
Brayden, thanks.
Why did I say that?
One of you guys did.
Wow.
It's because you were desperate and sad and lonely. And you have to have someone.
I have to have my dick sucked. That's
you have
the
to
bottom
have
line.
Someone because
bottom
you get
line.
So lonely.
So what'd you get for your birthday, Hunter?
Absolutely nothing. I got a book from my lunch lady at school.
What book is Woo! It?
It's 2012.
The movie based off the movie?
No, it's
soon to be a major motion picture.
Woo!
Coming soon. In
no,
3D.
I got a book, 2012, from my lunch lady, and that's it.
Wow.
Like.
Right on.
Wow. Cool.
What do we do now?
Did you even skip school? Because, like, I would have skipped school on my birthday.
No, my dick would have been chopped off.
All right.
Okay.
It's cool, because all I got for, like, my 18th birthday was a pink bunny, so.
That's true. That is true. What did your mom didn't get you anything for your birthday?
No,
I didn't get anything except what you got me.
Wow. Uh-huh. So, hey, all of a sudden, that pink bunny not looking so bad, is it? Yeah, that's right. So what's going on, Hunter? You're 17 now? What, you in school and everything?
Yeah, actually.
How's school going?
Pretty good. I've got, like, straight A's and an F.
Oh, look at that. What is the F in?
IT Essentials.
And what are you going to study when you grow up? IT Essentials?
Computer science.
How are you you're a geek, right? You're a world mate. You've been known to play World of Warcraft here and there, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Character stats, go.
I have no fucking idea.
Bullshit.
Liar.
Bullshit. Liar.
Dude, I still remember my WoW stats, and I haven't played it since level 60 was the top, okay?
All right, I got
oh,
like,
Lord.
Let's see here. Holy Paladin.
Holy Paladin.
19, almost 2,000 intellect. I don't know.
Okay, I was totally kidding. So, first of all, how many Jamhole fans are at the high school? Just
zero.
One.
I'm spreading the word.
That a boy. Do that.
Which high school?
Glacier, actually, the new one.
My brother goes to Glacier.
Is your brother the gay kid that was hitting on him?
No, my brother has a girlfriend. So.
Oh,
nice
right.
Cover.
He's confused at the moment.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Do you know my brother? His name is Michael.
I know a gay Michael. Yes.
Does he look like me?
Yeah, he's gay. But of course
cute?
He does.
Witten?
Nah, I fucking don't know.
Anyways.
Okay. He's tall, skinny. Yeah, anyway.
So how is it going to a high school here in a hick valley being gay? Like, do you get picked on a lot or...
Hey, fuck you.
Oh, right. That was someone. I'm just
fucking.
Yeah,
anyway. But I've seen that school, though. That school's pretty fucking nice, I gotta say.
I don't know. It's pretty new and stuff. But
yeah, like, it's pretty nice and stuff. And the lady who actually helped me get my diploma works there now. What the fuck is her name? She's an older lady. She's in the office all the time.
I don't know, though. But let's try and keep the naming people to a minimum. You do that way too much.
That's why I said I can't remember her name.
Okay,
like,
thank you for
it.
That.
I know her name.
Thank you. All right. All right. So how's school? Is it still the same old shit as when I was in school? Has anything changed? I know the chicks are still hot.
Well, I didn't have an IT class when I was in high
school. We didn't have information or technology when I was in school. We had tapes. Cassette
we had art class, and that was the coolest thing that like stuck out to me, so that's what I stuck with, so fuck it.
And what, Hunter?
And Sticks. You had Sticks.
It's an interesting name, Hunter. Is that from anything, or?
My dad
is named
to hunt, and so he named me Hunter.
So if he would have been more of a gatherer and not a hunter, would your name have, okay. Anyway, we got another MPP update here every now and then. MPP.org, we like to talk about a little marijuana policy projects happening. This one is, we need everyone apparently to call Governor Gregoire and ask her to sign SB 5798 into law. You may be asking yourself, what is SB 5798? Ask me.
What is SB 758?
I don't know. I'll tell you what SB 5798 is, though.
Oh, okay.
It's legislation.
I tried. Fuck off.
It's legislation that expands the universe of healthcare providers who are legally allowed to recommend medical marijuana. Is both passed both the Washington House and Senate and is now awaiting the signature of Governor Chris Gregoire.
I have a cool story about that.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
But my mom actually can prescribe marijuana.
Really? That's good to know.
Would
you like to name her?
Not really.
No, please don't. So,
yeah, sure.
Well,
my mom is. No.
We'll have to talk after the show. That's good to know. So once this bill becomes law, healthcare providers such as physician assistants, osteopathic physician assistants, naturopaths, and advanced registered nurse practitioners will be able to recommend medical marijuana as a treatment option for their medically debilitated patients. And that is fucking awesome, I think. If you can't get the weed because you're broke, fuck it. My insurance will cover it. I wish, like, even not having a medical card that I could just, like, have insurance and it would just buy my weed for me. That would be so fucking awesome.
You mean like my Ambien, right?
Yeah, exactly. Are you on Ambien?
Yeah, every night.
Dude, so that
otherwise,
shit. Oh, God.
I get fucking like I just, last night I didn't take it. Well, actually I did, but I decided to stay up.
And you haven't been to sleep since.
No, I haven't.
That's power level. Great, dude. Like if you take it and try and stay awake, like shit moves funny and you can't walk right and like
rectangles
you say
are now triangles. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, like I don't know. And if you take two, oh my God, just go to sleep.
Now what is your Ambien? Are you a the fuck's that called?
Chronic insomniac.
Insomniac, like Braden is, huh?
Amesby says, I'm gross, but his voice is kind of hot.
I'm gross, but his... What? I don't even understand.
She's saying
that.
She's being a pedophile right now.
Oh, no, he is kind of hot. It's cool.
But they do also say you need to be a little bit louder, so...
Yeah,
please.
We've clarified
next year, darling.
That. That's as loud as he gets. He's maxed out levels.
What the fuck, dude?
I don't know, man. That's just
see,
how it is.
See, I wasn't
sometimes.
That... loud in the beginning, but you
fix
grow and
my
you fucking,
shit.
You grow a pair, okay?
Sound off like you got a pair.
Oh, wait a second. I forgot he's 17.
Ooh, that, he may not
bad.
Have a pair
right.
yet.
Right. It could be true.
Yeah, exactly.
My voice keeps cracking. I hope it doesn't end up like this, but more like this.
Amham says Matt confirms his hotness.
Yeah, fucking A, dude. He's going to be a good...
And
he's gonna be a...
says, then Matt is gross. I only meant the voice.
All right. He's going to be a heartbreaker. We'll just leave it at that.
Heartbreaker.
So this sensible bill, sponsored by Senator Colwellies, recognizes that all four of the above-mentioned healthcare professionals are entrusted with the responsibility of prescribing controlled substances if and when their patients need them. And again, we've talked about this many times, rather have the weed than the fucking pills that will ruin your life, absolutely. So allowing responsible healthcare professionals to also recommend medical marijuana, a substance far safer and less addictive than many Schedule II opiates, simply makes sense. Furthermore, many patients, especially those in rural areas, have limited access to physicians, so they receive their healthcare from other professionals, such as advanced practice registered nurses and street drug dealers. Access to a medical marijuana recommendation should not be limited only to those with access to the doctor. So that's good, slowly but surely. And like I said, we weren't the ones that wanted to take it this route to get it legalized. You forced our hands. You made us have to get these sick, dying old people and use them as our poster child so that we can smoke some fucking weed. I mean, that was actually, you, not us.
We actually already have a weed shop in town.
Yeah, we have too. And I wrote a blog article about that the other day that you remember Kalispell and the Valley imposed the moratorium, 90-day moratorium, no medical marijuana dispensaries can be opened. In that time now, they're trying to push an ordinance, and I think it passed like 8-2, or I forget, I put it in the blog post, thejamhole.com, you can see that. They are not allowing any of these shops to open within city limits, which is complete bullshit.
That's ridiculous.
The two that are opened are grandfathered in, so they can stay, but no more. And that's fucked up. It's totally fucked
up.
Why
would you want to drive all the way out of town, especially if if like you're disabled or something, and that's why you have the car?
That's not even the point, though. The point is that they're going against, and I wrote all about it. You guys can go read it. But basically, they're afraid because federally, it's still illegal, even though Obama passed the bill that was like, yo, it's good. Don't worry about it. They're looking towards the future. So what happens if we get a more strict politician in office that now says, yeah, that thing Obama did, I'm not doing that. And now it's illegal again at the federal level. And they're also worried that the tourists are going to think bad about our town because
I know, it's ridiculous. We already have two in the town anyway. Right, like, why does it matter if we open up more?
I'm really glad you give a fuck what people think that visit us once a fucking year and fuck us who actually live here and contribute to the economy all year round.
Right.
You guys are fucking retarded. And if you don't want our money to help bring this economy back up, that's fine. We're going to smoke weed either way. We were trying to be nice and help, you know, you guys out.
Right.
It ain't no hair off my balls. I don't give a fuck either way, so.
Only Californians come here anyway, and they can fucking smoke weed all they want.
I know. It's so stupid, the reasons. They're just, these people are old dinosaurs, and as soon as they all die, we can finally get to work fixing everything they fucked up, so. What would Jam Hole do? Number 29, thejamhole.com/forums. You guys can always play along. This one is fantastic.
I haven't
read
it yet, so this is going to be a surprise for me.
Are you ready?
I am totally fucking not ready.
There's a preacher sweeping through the South and coming your way.
Oh, dear God.
Converting all in his path to the way of not God.
Hey, my Jewish friend.
No. Where Dawkins failed, this man converts. He is known as the great persuader.
The great liar?
Nobody is. Did you hear anything I fucking said?
Yes, I did.
He's, what is he doing?
He's converting people.
To what?
Christians. Right? That's Christians, right?
Not God?
Christians.
Can someone explain to her what not God means?
Oh, wait. Exactly.
So we have God, and then we have...
Okay, I just totally heard that wrong. I'm sorry. Come
okay,
on.
So where Dawkins failed, okay, this man converts the great persuader.
All right,
nobody
well, then he's cool, then.
Is immune. Even the most iconic celebrity Scientologists are turned
nice.
After he gets talking to them. Problem is, he also uses his powers of persuasion... Wait for it.
Waiting.
Wait for it.
Waiting.
To fuck kids.
Oh.
Like Hunter and
you know,
Braden.
That's okay.
You guys could get fucked. You.
Yeah, he's legal.
You guys can get fucked. So there's no way he's going to get caught because their lips are irrecoverably sealed. It's the power of persuasion, baby. Now, this is the guy who can talk Catholics to giving up their Sunday rituals to volunteer on building a local abortion clinic for the teenagers. Nice. Like the abortion clinic in the kids in the hall, death comes to town every time he aborts a baby. He turns the dead fetus into a kitten, and all the girls come out like petting Yay! This little kitten all happy. It's so great. I love that show.
Anyway, go on.
But you have enough proof to sink him. So do you expose his private life to destroy his public works, or do you let his wave of realization continue? How many lives can he ruin, eh? What would Jamhole do?
Let him go.
I say, fuck the kids. Let him go. I don't give a shit.
Dude, the world needs a wake-up call. I mean, if and that's a couple it. Kids, hey. You know, kids get raped all fucking day long. You know, if this one guy is just doing it, I mean, think about how many priests he's going to wipe out. How many priests are already out there fucking kids as it is. If it's only one dude that's really doing it now and he's
also,
helping all of us,
also,
I'm good.
If you knew that there's a guy in town that's going around fucking kids, but there's no proof, you would probably think twice before having a kid, huh?
Yeah, you might.
So, killing overpopulation and this religious bullshit at the same time. So,
I think it's a good idea.
I'm going to definitely say let him go. What do you think, Hunter?
And pissing off priests. I mean, he's like, hey, Essay, you taking my kids?
Amham said, Matt said, fuck the kids. It's on record. That's
fucking
right.
Hey, dude.
Fuck them. I don't like kids. Fuck them. All right. Well, moving on here. I got a couple stories here. This is fantastic. You remember a while ago when we were talking about vaccines and autism and all that stuff?
You mean like every other episode?
Right. Okay. Well, it finally came out. The courts say thimerosal actually does cause autism. I was completely wrong, and I apologize. Nah, I got you.
I was totally kidding.
The courts say thimerosal did not cause autism. Suck on those nuts. The vaccine additive thimerosal is not to blame for autism. A special federal court ruled Friday in a long-running battle by parents convinced there is a connection. And what blows my mind is that even after that doctor,
they're gonna, you know what they're gonna say? They're gonna be like, the courts were paid off by
people that make
the vaccines, of course.
But even, we said that, even after Wakefield got busted to show that all of his correlations were incorrect and fraudulent and that he was totally wrong, people still believed it. And that blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, dude, there's always going to be followers like that. Even though there's always going to be whack jobs that think that.
Even though the guy that created that whole idea...
Does it cause dystonia?
They retracted it. They retracted it. And they still are like, oh, yeah, he may have been wrong, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. Like,
yeah, it fucking does.
Well, while expressing sympathy for the parents involved in the emotionally charged cases, the court concluded they had failed to show a connection between the mercury-containing preservative and autism. Quote, such families must cope every day with tremendous challenges in caring for their autistic children, and all are deserving of sympathy and admiration, Special Master George Hastings Jr. said. Quote, such families must cope every day with tremendous challenges in caring for their autistic little retards, and all are deserving of everything they fucking get. But, he added, Congress designed the victim compensation program only for families whose injuries or deaths can be shown to be linked to a vaccine. And that has not been done in this case, so you all are fucked. Take your little retards and get the fuck out of my courtroom. Moving on.
Throw them off a cliff.
Absolutely. I'm saying, whoa. I don't
know.
Before you leave this page. Is working online the next gold rush? Probably not. All right, y'all know who the Pope is, right? The other day we did a story about how some of his people may be involved in some more child molestation. And you're probably saying to yourself, but Matt, how could there be more child molestation? Didn't they molest all of the children? And I would say to you, nay. Children are born every day. there will always be fresh meat for these creepy fucks. The Pope was drawn directly into the Roman Catholic sex abuse scandal last night as news emerged of his part in a decision to send a pedophile priest for therapy. The cleric went on
therapy?
To therapy. To
not
the,
like
to
prison.
The rapey.
They just show you a bunch of tits and like, look, this is hotter than little boys' asses.
That's what is should be, right? But it's not.
Why is he going to therapy and not prison?
Because
or trial, at least.
He's God, and that's how he rolls. God made you, and if God wants to stick his dick in you, by all means, he will. And that's just how it is. The cleric went on to reoffend and was convicted of child abuse, but continues to work as a priest in Upper Bavaria. So, he got busted.
I am not believing your speech if you just pulled your dick out of a kid's ass. Okay?
Right?
Yeah, dude, I am not going to sit there and respect you.
Second time, right? So he does it the first time. The Pope's like, you're going to go to therapy, to the rapey. And then you'll be cured, right? He comes
Wrong.
Back, and he does it again. And the Pope's like, I honestly did not see that coming. I thought you were cured.
Huh. Wouldn't it be the raper?
The rapey.
The rapist.
That would be the therapist. Thank you, Braden. The priest was sent from Essen to Munich for therapy in 1980 when I was born, and he was accused of forcing an 11-year-old boy to perform oral sex. Not the ear kind, the mouth kind. Huh. Now, and that's fucked up because they know if they would try that with someone of age, that your little pecker would get bitten off. But an 11-year-old doesn't fucking know better, right?
It's like, if you don't do this, I will personally speak to God himself and make sure that you burn in the fiery depths of hell for all eternity. And
right.
The kid's like, okay, I'll do it.
And that shit scares the fuck out of the kids, and that's totally fucked up because you're completely using your position of power to get your dick wet. And honestly, do 11-year-olds give good head, you creepy fuck? Get a prostitute. You're next to Italy. I know there's whores in Italy. I was there, dude. They walked the streets, mouth open, looking for dick.
Anyway, that scenario, that whole, like, I'll tell God himself to make sure you go to hell type deal is actually in one of the Father Tucker child fucker skits, cartoon. It's so great, dude.
That's amazing.
He's like, if you tell anyone, I will tell God himself.
And another thing, would you think that if you knew your church was under some sort of investigation for this kind of shit, like, maybe take Nate Dogg's advice and lay low?
And maybe don't go to church anymore? Maybe don't bring your kids to church and don't let them apply as an altar boy alone with the preacher?
Yeah, we did not actually learn our lesson yet.
Please
even
bring
though,
an extra pair of pants and some Band-Aids and some gauze and some
condoms.
Yeah, condoms to your altar boy interview, please.
The parents are like, okay, so we have four kids. Three of the four have already been raped. What are the chances? I mean, he went to therapy.
Oh, he's better now.
Okay,
he's
four
okay.
For four. That's a, we're batting 1,000 here. The priest identified only as H was subsequently convicted of sexually abusing minors after he was moved to pastoral work in nearby Grafing. In 86, he was given an 18-month suspended jail sentence and fined I don't know what DM is, 1,800 euros, or pounds, excuse me. So, that's, why don't they ever do jail time? Is that God? Like, get out of jail free stuff?
Probably, and that's ridiculous that they don't, because any
if
Joe
me or
Smo,
you, like any normal person did it, we'd be in jail.
The first
absolutely.
Time.
The first time.
Right. And
so,
getting and pound me in the ass prison, not like therapy prison.
Mham says, fuck condoms, say the Catholics. That is what they say. They even go to places that are infested with AIDS, and they're like, condoms are illegal.
Well, Jesus will save you from AIDS if you didn't know.
Yeah, he has been. I mean, look at all these saved people. You don't go to church and see anyone with AIDS ever, do you? It's all purity.
No, because you can't leave your house when you're that bad on AIDS.
It's all pure.
Well, and they lock you up, you know.
Right.
Ever.
I mean, obviously, that's bestiality. I mean, come on. The church has been accused of cover-up after at least 170 allegations of child abuse by German Catholic priests. The scandal broke in January, but the claims, which continue to emerge, span three decades. You guys have been molesting kids since the beginning of time, and nobody is stepping up and doing a goddamn thing about it? What the fuck, dude? That is so messed up. Oh, it's our religious right to fuck your kids in the ass. Really, Pope? Okay.
They have Jesus on their side. That makes them right.
That's so like fucked JC, up dude. That no one does anything about it. Like, people won't even speak up about it.
God does.
Get
God
your
does
fucking balls out of the Pope's mouth and fucking do something. Or, sorry, get your kids' balls out of the Pope's mouth. You're right? Too old. He's not interested in you. You fucking weird, disgusting, creepy fucks. Unbelievable. The Archdiocese of Munich and Freising said that there had been no complaints against the priest during the therapy at a church community in Munich. It said that the decision to let him continue working in Grafing was taken by Gerard Gruber, who's now 81 and probably dead, who has vicar general of the Archdiocese. The Vatican said that Manager Gruber had taken, quote, full responsibility for the priest's move back into pastoral work, but did not comment further. What do you say to that? Like, so, your thoughts on this? I fucked up, and I just pooped my pants.
Well,
unbelievable.
I guess I need therapy.
And he's taking all the blame for the Pope, too. It was his idea for the Pope to fuck little kids.
Right! And they're not even hot! Like, the Pope is a disgusting, creepy old fuck, doped up on Viagra all the time. Get your old nasty balls away from my clean, beautiful 11-year-old mouth, you weirdo. And no, I don't want the body of Christ either. I don't want the body of anything in my mouth. Get away from me.
I'm sorry.
Unbelievable. It blows my mind. From here to Kingdom coming back, round trip, two tickets. That this goes on and everyone knows. It's not like 50 years ago when it was a fucking secret, when you guys were actually really good about keeping it on the DL. It's in the papers. It's everywhere, dude. And nobody does. You're still doing your thing just fine. And that baffles me.
Well, they still think they run the government, which
they do
don't.
Then, apparently, right? If no one's doing anything.
In a roundabout way,
I think what it is that people are too scared because they might, the Catholic Church
smite you?
Well, no, not just that, but that's a good point also. But they might come out and give you some crazy hidden commandment that was like, boom, God said I could do this. And now you're oppressing my religious freedom. Whoa! Sorry, dude. Commandment 11, I didn't know that. Wow. Anyway, I'll post a link to that in the show notes at thejamhole.com. You guys can read a little more about it if you're interested. I'm appalled by that, and that this happens, and that people give money to this body, and that they have as much power as they do. They're fucking your children, okay? I don't know how else to state that. That church has people in high offices of power that are putting their penis inside your children. Do you understand that? Does everyone?
I don't think they understand.
Okay. I just want to make sure everyone understands.
It's
that.
Like moral oral. Like every episode, there's a new fucking commandment. Like, look, commandment 47.
Yeah, you're making amendments like it's the Bill of Fucking Rights, and it's all made up. I'm gonna make up a religion that lets me say I can have sex with hookers and I don't have to pay them. Because it's my religious right. My God said that he put hookers here for me. I have dominion over animals and hookers. And if you don't like it, you can suck my Fourth Amendment nuts.
Frank
or whatever
says,
amendment.
God can turn cum into wine. You don't know.
He does.
But wine tastes like shit, too. Well, I mean, little kids aren't going to like wine. That's gross.
Some of them do. You got to call it Jesus juice, though, and mix it with Kool-Aid.
Oh,
want
yeah?
Some Jesus juice?
Tomorrow, I'm taking my SAT in the morning, which is going to suck because I'm getting really fucked up tonight.
Are you bringing a glass of Jesus juice?
But it's like,
no,
can
it's
I join your religion and make answering tests like
yeah,
my...
you could. You could go in there and circle all of the answers, one letter, C. And you know what C stands for? Christ. God told me, you want to offend my religion? You want to take it there? I'll sue you.
No, you got to deal with Jesus now.
That's right. Me and Jiso, man, we're on point. And I got an A because the Bible tells me so. Matthew 12, verse 1. I can say anything I want, and I can fuck all your base.
Nice use of your own name.
So, fucked up, though. That it blows my mind that 2010, and we are still allowing this to happen. As a society, as a global human network, we communicate. Maybe back in the day, we didn't have this global pathway that information flows bidirectionally all day, 24/7. We didn't know that they were fucking kids. It didn't leave that area, but now we have all this information, and it's everywhere, and it's online, and it's live 24 hours a day. We know what you're doing, dude. Be either more covert about it, or better yet, stop it. Just stop it. Put your dick away. I don't know. I don't get the appeal of it. Do you just have to be mentally damaged for that to be fun?
Probably.
I don't like kids
at all.
You have to
be missing something in your hole.
Genes?
I don't know.
An extra Y chromosome?
You have to be just missing something to first become Christian in the first place and want to go to God.
Well,
and then
right,
you have to
initially.
Be missing a piece of your brain to think that God can talk to you and is telling you to put your dick in little children's ass.
But even that is a large jump from finding religion to, oh, this sounds good, I'm going to go fuck kids. Like, well, how do you make
understand.
That connection?
I don't know.
Maybe it plays off of the whole I hate children and I just want to make them suffer by not lubing my dick and putting it in their asshole.
Oh, you think it's like a jailhouse kind of thing?
Possibly.
Like, you're my bitch now.
If you're a priest and you're supposed to be teaching the word of God, you're supposed to love children, right? Like, you...
Yeah.
Children are God's children. Wait a second.
With your dick.
When you said spare the rod, I thought you meant my penis. Oh, I got mud on my face. Fuck, man. Don't I feel silly? This whole time, 30 years, I've been just molesting kids. I thought spare the rod meant... Oh, man. I am embarrassed. I need a lighter. Moving on, is there anything else anyone wanted to... Does anyone have a lighter, first of all? I got one.
Okay.
Never mind. Is there anything else anyone would like to comment about the children?
I'm done with the Christian fucking
Moving on,
thing.
A Vallejo teenager allegedly, not saying he did,
allegedly.
Not saying he didn't, allegedly shot himself in the blank.
Nuts!
Absolutely. In the testes.
Thank you.
Police said the 17-year-old, whose name is being withheld because he's a complete fucking idiot, walked into Kaiser Permanente Vallejo Medical Center about 5:45 p.m. with a gunshot wound. The gun is still outstanding, police said, and the teen has not been cooperative. Yeah,
no, it's like I got a hole in my fucking balls. I'm not going to be cooperative.
I'm not cooperating.
Unless you knock me the fuck out.
Have you seen my nuts?
He's a little embarrassed that he shot himself in the nuts.
Talk about a 45 slug. Fuck.
And it's probably sensitive as fuck at that point, dude. You've got a hole where there shouldn't be, and there's blood gushing. I wonder if he actually like penetrated one of the nuts itself, or if he got just the sack.
We would know, except that he's not cooperating.
Well, I wouldn't cooperate either.
What I'd tell him?
What?
You want to let me see the nuts, or you want me to go get the Pope? Your choice. Your choice. I got all day, and honestly, I don't give a fuck. I'll go get the Pope, and he'll fondle your nuts. And you know what? While he's doing it, he's putting dick in your mouth. Who's got a gunshot wound now, sucker? All right, moving on. You guys know who James Brown
More
is.
More like a cum shot
Watch
wound.
Watch me.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Okay, so he's still dead, but perhaps we have a case of the great resurrection here. James Brown's daughter has claimed the singer's body has gone missing from its crypt.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know what this is?
What?
A Tale from the Crypt. Come on. Come on.
Necrophilia.
Necrophilia.
A very deranged stalker.
All right, again, it's like a... That death comes to town where the mayor dies, he gets murdered, and, like, the coroner steals his body and he's like propping him up like a puppet and shit. It's so funny.
You are my meat puppet.
LaRonda Petit, 48, alleges the body of Brown, who died in December of 06 at 73, is being hidden to prevent a full autopsy being carried out. He died because he was old and on drugs all the time. Why? What do you need an autopsy for? Like, is that weird? Is that normal?
I don't know.
I would hide the body, too, if you're going to cut him up. Fuck. We have him in the cryogenic freezer. Thank you.
Smoke everywhere.
In case we can cure whatever killed him.
Dick.
Oh, he died of old age. Well, that's fine. We'll still keep him cryogenically frozen. Huh. Where do you think his body went?
To some crazy stalker lady's basement.
You think so?
Probably. Yeah,
eBay. Mark, all right. Miss Petit said the official cause of death, which was said to be a heart attack brought by pneumonia, is not the real reason behind the Godfather of Soul's passing.
Oh,
she
nice.
Said, quote, "My daddy's body disappeared. I had no clue where it was at. But I need to
you
know.
Suck.
I need to know shit. I'm convinced this devil's suspicious. And I want the people responsible brought down to justice."
You need to whip out the Labrina Brown when you do that voice.
"The only way to do that is to exhume the body and have an autopsy. I can't understand why one was never conducted." Isn't that supposed to be done, like, within a couple weeks of the death, not, like, years?
More like days.
You're going to go cut him open and it's going to be, like, a skeleton. Like, what are you doing with that?
They're just trying to find something that doesn't make him look bad after he's dead.
He's dead. Leave him alone. Who gives a shit? Fuck. Go do a tox panel on Corey Haim's body. I guarantee the results will be way more interesting. Miss Petit, who underwent a DNA test in 07 to prove she was Brown's daughter, because, you know, she wants some of that my stepdad was James Brown money or something.
Probably.
She believes there were several people involved in his death. She added to America's Globe paper, "It was common knowledge that my daddy took illegal drugs." James Brown did drugs? Get the fuck out of here. She's one of 12 people who came forward following Brown's death, damn, claiming to be one of his illegitimate chitlins. "I want money! Pay this nigga! I need money! Look, you know how I can show you I'm related. Watch this. Ow! Watch me. Watch me. Look, I'm related to him too. Watch me. Wow! Watch me now.
Am I going to get molested now?
Possibly. Wait, probably awesome. Or possibly?
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm going to go with probably.
If it's not you, that's cool.
I'm okay if you never touched my penis ever.
Okay.
So, yeah, a bunch of people, you know how that always happens. Someone dies that has money, and all of a sudden everyone's their daughter or
of
something.
Course.
It's like, where were you when he was fucking sick and dying, and he fell and he couldn't get up? You weren't like, oh, let me help you.
I was
you know?
In the Bahamas, and I broke my leg, so I couldn't come.
That's right. Brown's body is said to have been sealed in a temporary crypt at his daughter Deanna's South Carolina home while arrangements are made for his permanent burial. Watch me.
You good?
All
right, that's so cool.
Watch me.
I'm over it.
Damn. But all right, moving on. A man
Christ.
Has been jailed for 15 years for blanking his 2-year-old son and then trying to kill him so he wouldn't tell anyone.
Raping.
Blanking. Absolutely. Raping. You guys need to be quicker. She's good at this game.
Dang.
Raping is what I was looking for.
Me next.
You next. Me too. The 36-year-old man, who cannot be named, sobbed as he was sentenced today for the horrific attack on his young son at the family's Collingwood Park home in April last year. Prosecutor Sal Vasta told the Supreme Court, whoa, your name is Sal Vasta?
It's like I've salvia.
Heard worse.
I think, you know what I think? His name is Sylvester, but he's got such a strong accent. The court writer thought he said Sal Vasta. Yo, now my name's Sylvester.
He's like Rastafarian a little bit.
How do you spell that? Sylvester. What? Okay, Sylvester. Whatever. He told the court in Brisbane the incident occurred while the man was at home alone. Anyone?
Jacking off.
Okay, thank you. With his boy and the twin brother. The court was told the man drew the curtains and exposed himself to the young boys. What?
Wait, what was his relation to the boys?
Hey, boys, watch this. He draws the curtains. He's not a very good artist, but, you know, he tried his best.
It's like a theater. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. It's Dick in a Box puppet show time. Watch this. Sylvester. That's so horrible. He drew the curtains, exposed himself. He then forced his penis into the frightened boy's
receptacle.
Asshole.
Blank.
Butthole. Mouth.
Mouth. Okay. Mouth. Into his mouth.
Nostril was my
Again.
Guess.
Again. See? Guess. Why do you do that? I would be so scared that my dick is getting bit off. Right?
Right.
You can rape people. Okay, that's fine. You can rape them anally. You can rape them vaginally. You don't ever.
No, actually, when you rape. Well, actually.
No, well, actually.
When you fuck someone in the ass without consent, it's called sodomizing, not raping.
Well, when you rape. Like,
whoa, 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 whoa.
For example, Brayden.
Whoa.
You can vaginally rape them.
So that's what cake and sodomy was all about? Holy.
You mean the Manson song?
Yeah, the Manson song.
Yeah, what else would that be about?
Holy. I need to go back and re-listen to that because I totally thought sodomy was something
all
else.
I can think about right now is Eddie Izzard and Cake or Death.
I like Eddie Izzard. I really enjoyed his work in the show The Riches. It was a very good show, I thought. So, I raped his mouth, and Mr. Vasta said the man then decided to kill his son so he wouldn't tell anyone about the incident. He strangled the boy until he went limp. Him or the boy? Oh, come on! Come on! That's right, I just made raping...
Hopefully the boy was already limp to begin with.
I just made raping kids funny. Did you see how I did that? It's amazing.
Yeah, you're the only person that could do that.
I know, but you guys laughed, so... all the while... So he's doing this, right? All the while, he's apologizing. I'm so sorry! Oh, wait, I'm limp. Hold on.
He's got a pillow.
Hold on.
Like, really? That is awesome. That you did that to your kid. That is so awesome. Hey, what we need to do is start printing out all these stories and handing them to the abortion protesters. And being like, here, what do you think now?
Yeah, what do you think about it?
Right, right.
Maybe it's a good idea after all.
Quote, he said repeatedly, sorry, mate, dead sorry, Mr. Vasta said. When he realized the boy wasn't dead, the father went to the garage to find the claw hammer.
I'll meet you in the jiffy in a jiff.
In a jiffy jiff. I just got to get my claw hammer. And then you know what it was?
What?
It was fucking hammer time. Come on! Yeah. Are you serious? Are you kidding
time.
The fuck out of me?
I thought it was always hammer time.
Well, that is a good point. When is it not? I mean, come on. What? He raised the weapon to strike the boy's head. But realized he couldn't follow through with the plan, so he resumed trying to strangle him. He's like, oh, wait, I left my claw hammer at work. Fuck.
Oh,
you
wait.
You have to say it like that.
Mercy? No, I can't do that. I have got to give him a suffering death of strangulation.
Yeah, exactly.
The claw...
Was that good?
That was a good one. Oh, excuse my face. Like, the hammer was just too much. I'll go back to slowly killing you by strangling the fuck out of you. While the other son watched, the man that... Ooh, we got a voyeur. An in-training voyeur.
What?
While his other son watched. Because he's...
Creepy.
Okay, never mind. The man then tied a shoelace around the boy's neck before finally panicking and calling police. You called the cops on yourself. You fucking retard. I can't do this. I can't. I don't have a hammer, and this is taking way too long. Oprah's on at about 5. I'm calling 911.
I would have just been like, I'm teaching him how to tie ties, and he fucking tied around his neck and strangled himself.
You're going to get your Boy Scout knot badge if it's the end of you. I swear. The court was told the full extent of the boy's injuries are still not known, but that he initially spent 9 days in hospital after being placed in an induced coma. Completely limp. Just right. Neither here nor there.
Obviously.
Both. Okay.
The nurses tried to stimulate him.
Right. Sorry. See, I... Never mind. The court was told that that's all shitty and it sucks, and the man had been emotionally vulnerable at the time. Well, I would rather be emotionally vulnerable than physically vulnerable, you know?
Yeah, like, I would.
Choked dick about to enter my mouth? No thanks.
At least if you're Dad's emotionally vulnerable, you can, like, snap out of it. If
right,
you
right. But physically vulnerable, like, you're kind of stuck there.
Yeah, you're just fucked.
You're right. F'd in the A, if you will. So he had been sexually abused himself as a child and was deeply ashamed of his actions. Of course, I'm gonna fuck you because my dad fucked me.
That's how it works.
And when you have kids, you'll fuck them.
So our counterpoint.
And then their kids will fuck their kids.
And then you know what?
What?
Well, then the world will be over. Well, but yeah, if it then, wasn't.
They would fuck their kids.
We'll resume this in the next life.
No, we only have 2 years, guys. 2012.
Right.
That's right.
We're almost there.
And by the way, it's been a while since we mentioned this, but because the end of the world is in 2012, I'm going to just go ahead and stay behind, and I think a few of you guys are going to join me. But,
yeah,
you know, anyone that wants to hang back while everyone else is going to heaven, if you're going to heaven, we actually have a place you can go where you sign over all of your possessions to us because, you know, you're going to heaven and all, and you won't need them.
No,
so.
But they're in heaven. You can just go take it.
No, hang back. Is that like suicide, right?
No, just,
no,
like,
no. We're
go.
Just we're just gonna hang out here. Yeah, we're gonna hang back.
We're just gonna chill.
We're just gonna kick it. You know, yeah. I got things to do and whatnot, and
I can't just stop my life just because it's 2012.
I know.
And the world's over.
And I mean, I understand you guys are in a hurry to get to heaven. You've been waiting. Oh, I don't know, like fucking 5,000 years. So I understand. I would be too. If
yeah,
that
what is it?
Was
every other year
thing.
You think it's. You're gonna go there, and
well, I
think I
mean,
this is actually the time. Finally,
the Bible told me so.
Well, maybe they'll succeed in committing suicide.
If the Bible tells you so, it has to be true.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Or am I right?
Worst cop out ever. I raped you because I was raped. That's just horrible. So, anyways, how you doing, Braden? What's going on?
I'm doing great.
Did you? What did you think of Chris's birthday party? Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't really Chris's birthday party. It was just an excuse to have a party, and that's
it wasn't really his birthday.
Well, no, it was before his birthday.
Well, right, but it
was
okay.
For him. We threw a party for him. For us,
I found the perfect girl for you. You know how you're nocturnal and everything.
Yeah,
this girl actually has the words that mean night and nocturnal tattooed on her titties.
Oh yeah, who's
Carpe
that?
Noctum.
You know? That chick was there.
That's your girl.
No.
She's you, but a chick.
No.
Dude, Carpe Noctum just sounds like you're fucking a fish, really.
Carpe Noctum. What? No, like, dude, that's fish. Carpe knocked up. Okay? Totally different. But yeah, I was totally thinking that. It's like, holy shit, dude. Brayden's email address is nocturnal. She's on her tits. I mean, this is perfect.
Yeah, that just
gonna,
makes it right.
I was gonna hook you guys the fuck up.
That's okay. I saw her, and I'm good.
She was a cutie. Come on. She knows Mark there.
You know what's funny? Every one of those chicks had tattoos on their tits.
I know. I talked about that on the show.
Two of those chicks were the same chicks.
They look the same.
They were the same.
Everyone was like, oh, Matt, you're just exaggerating.
It's like,
kid.
No, they're the same, dude.
Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla, please.
Red Fox.
Hey, it's Red Fox.
Get the fuck out of here.
This ain't Red Fox. What's up?
Hey, still wondering about my server. Things are not working out very well, Matt. Please help me out. By the way, I'm your stalker.
What's up, Am-Ham?
What's up?
How's it going, man?
Friday, party time, right here, live.
Yes. That's right.
Awesome, man. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. Hey, I checked that Bible app out. Pretty nice. You know, do you have any idea what it feels like having the power of the Word of God in your pocket?
The power of the Word of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ.
In my pocket.
Always. In your pocket.
On a nine...
I thought I was... What?
On a 900 megahertz phone, nonetheless. That is the power of the Lord! Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Amen!
I thought I was the only one. Are you telling me you feel the power?
Dude, brother, I feel it. I feel it deep within my bones. Now I want everybody else to feel the power of the Lord and reach into your pockets and give me some money. You'll share the word of the Lord.
My brother. I hear we got a birthday in the house.
That's right. You want to sing happy birthday to our friend Hunter?
I want to sing a happy birthday. Are you ready?
You're in for a treat, Hunter.
Oh, baby.
Let's do this.
All right. Fucking
happy
do
birthday.
This. Are you ready?
It started.
All right.
Yeah, ready.
All right. I got my pants on.
And go.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Go.
Happy birthday.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That was all.
Happy birthday.
All right. You're listening to 97.1 The Jam Hole Live with Brayden. What a handsome devil that one, right?
Look at him, huh? He just, hey.
Look at him. Look at this guy.
The older he gets, the more beautiful his cheekbones get. Have you seen his cheekbones lately?
I can see it in the camera right now. It looks nice. I have to say.
He's kind of chubby in hell, right? No, it's a camera. 10 pounds, I hear you.
Right, 10 pounds. These ones, 20 fucking pounds because they're not high def.
They're webcams.
But
wait, Hunter, what a fucking guy that one, right?
I know. Tell me about it.
17, hanging out in a studio. Drinking, partying reminds me of my good old days.
I wish I could understand you right now. Because that would be
Hollywood.
Awesome.
It wasn't Kalispell, Montana.
Few things are. All right, well, thanks for the call, Mr. Amham.
No, thank you, Matt.
Hey, you're welcome. You are welcome.
You're having yourself a wonderful night. I'm going to party in the chat all night long.
Nice. You have yourself a better night, and we'll talk to you later. Holla back.
Happy birthday. Thank you so much.
Very good. Amham, everybody. I enjoy
that was
that
insane.
Man. I enjoy that man.
I might have heard half of the things he said.
Oh, I heard him. I
should have wore a birthday hat and been on webcam the whole time. Fuck. It's the alcohol talking.
Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I enjoy that man. Has she been doing that the whole time?
Yeah, for like the past 10 minutes.
Huh, interesting. Way to have my six, huh, guys?
It was kind of
appreciate
funny.
That.
I'm sorry, I can't see anything where I am in the corner of your little house.
Hey, see me. Does this work?
Yeah.
Hey. You are good looking.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Matt's going to rape you now.
I'm going to rape...
I said
you.
Anybody
I'm
but
gonna
him.
Rape God because I got the power of the Lord.
Go speak it, brother.
Give me the money. thejamhole.com/donate. Jesus wants you to give me your PayPal money. Moving on, there was a man in Walmart the other day. He had his keys in his hand. Columbus, Ohio. This man is a hero, I believe. I firmly believe. A local man accused of striking children in the head with keys. Like, shut the fuck up.
Would you rather be raped?
I would rather just, if they're screaming, I would rather shut them the fuck up with keys than a penis. But, you know, that's me. You can't do that to little kids, but you can, you know, give them a good rap on the head
as
with
long
keys.
As you duct tape them so they don't
just
explode.
Just a little smack.
A little tap.
It's a little love tap.
Just a little tap.
It's a love tap.
Tap and a tap.
Showing my affection.
Ralph Kona, Conwan,
Conwan,
Ralph Conwan, 68 of Columbus, Conwan, was given a $150,000 cash surety bond in Franklin County. He's charged with two counts of assault, one for each key. No, wait, one for each kid. Oh, Conwan is accused of waiting until parents are not watching. He then moves in, strikes the child on the head with a key protruding from the fist.
He has 10 keys, so that's 10 lethal weapons that
quite
he's
possibly
with.
Yeah,
because
depending
on how many keys actually hit the kid.
No, well, right, but you're also reusing
keys. You need
keys,
an autopsy
right?
for that.
Right.
You're reusing, because they don't, you don't just like, they don't stay in the skull, right?
No, I mean, okay. You take it right. out. I mean, right. I need to start my car when I leave.
Well, I know.
Can't just leave the key in your head.
I need to get into the house,
yeah,
you know?
My door's locked.
That's one to my, that's my gun cabinet.
Yeah.
I got my Wii gun, and then I got my gun. They look the same, but I keep them right next to each other.
And then my, you know, arms.
That's right. He was arrested Wednesday night after a two-ledged assault on a Bethel Road Walmart. The cops were called there in the evening time. Conwan waited until the boy's mother
went to sleep.
Left.
Was making
Thank
a
you.
Sandwich.
Right. One of the boys sustained a small laceration on the back of his head. He was treated at the scene. The other boy also allegedly was struck. Allegedly. I'm not saying that he did, but I'm not denying it also. They are 6 and 7 years old. The kids went crying to their mom, because that's what kids do, in the produce section, bleeding all over the place. If that was your kid, and like all of a sudden you turn around, your kid's running at you, like screaming
and
just
blood
bleeding
everywhere.
Are you like, what the?
What
oh,
the
man.
Fuck did you do this time?
I'd be like,
bastard.
You fucking retard, stand on your feet.
You smack him again? No, mom, he did it.
Yeah. It's not my fault. I swear.
As the guy's halfway across the parking lot,
right, already. Starting his key, his car all bloody and shit,
pulling hair blood and blood out of
fuck,
it.
Yeah, that's how it happened. The mother went to the security store, security escorted him to the parking lot. They all confronted him, got the cops involved. Of course, the investigation revealed this was not the only time that this has happened. There were 4 related incidents with 4 other victims. 2 of those 4. They're not even identified yet. I don't even know where they are.
They're dead. They got beaten in the skull with a pair of keys.
The
until
police
they died.
And the jam hole. We are personally asking you, if you know the victims, please come forward. If you got nailed in the head with keys, bring
and
it
you
in.
You can remember what he looks like.
Right. If you can, if I can keep your attention focused for more than like 1 second, I will be very impressed. If Conwan,
where all those autistic kids come from?
Conway.
Funny every time you say that, I keep thinking Kanye. Is that Kanye West?
Kanye.
Kenya?
No, it was not.
Okay.
I keep thinking of Con Air.
We should try and interview that guy. I'm curious.
Kanye West?
No, that was not his name. Anyway, so
he's a living legend.
That wouldn't be funny if I didn't actually know who that group was. South Dennis. Did you know there was a place called South Dennis? Under North Dennis. Never mind. A local woman was taken to a Cape Cod hospital yesterday after being accidentally dragged through a Route 134 car wash.
Totally accidental.
Oops!
I did not mean to do that.
Shouldn't have been standing there. The incident, which took place about
how does that fucking happen?
Dude, what did she do? Like, get her hair?
It's like,
her hair.
I'm going through the car wash now. Let's just open my door and get out.
Well, I hadn't showered in a few days, so I was like,
I figured I'd roll the window down
why not?
And stick my head out.
Why not?
I think she was with her husband, and, like, she was getting something from the trunk, and he had one of those automated trunks, and just, like, shut it on her hair.
Knocked her the fuck out.
Through.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. That's how it happened.
Well, I'll tell you how it happened. It occurred after a 74-year-old driver got out of her her 08 Toyota Matrix like this.
God
damn it.
Stop naming your cars after sci-fi movies,
but what year was that again?
That was an 08 Toyota Matrix.
Next year we'll have, like, a, you know, 2011 Avatars.
The fucking... the Mazda Avatar. Oh, man. Yeah. You just, like, plug it in and you go. It's great.
And dude, it's
all
also
electric.
In, dude, it's also in 3D.
Also in 3D. But it gives you a headache after you stare at it for too long.
It does.
Because it's
you
like
you have to
five
wear these really gay glasses.
Hours long.
And when the seatbelt goes off, it gives you a fucking flat
after
nose.
She left the car wash mechanism engaged the vehicle as designed. Just want to point that out. It did what it was designed to do.
Just like
so,
the
and that was.
In
please stop
in
suing
boys, assholes.
Right. So please stop suing us. Either she grabbed the car or became otherwise entangled with the vehicle, a 2008 Toyota Matrix. She was able
Matrix
to
one, two, or three.
God damn it.
I may be young and naive.
It's the trilogy box set.
But okay. I've never got into a scrap with a car before.
Me neither. Not since Transformers 2. But since then, I've been doing all right. Doing A-okay. So she was able to free herself. But then the car came out the other end of the car wash, you know, like it does. It goes in one end, comes,
it comes out the other
right,
end.
Like right, okay. And then the vehicle rolled down an embankment and hit a rock.
And dragged her with
yes,
the car down the embankment?
With her. She was taken to the hospital complaining of pain to her hip and legs. Didn't
imagine
have any
that.
Nothing nothing to do with the car wreck. She was just saying.
No, it's like, no, my hip and my legs really hurt.
No, this was just no, seriously, she was like, okay, I've got hip pain.
They've been replaced.
I'm looking
I don't know.
Free medical treatment. So
right.
I'm just gonna like tie my hair to my car.
But thank the good Lord, she is in stable condition. So
praise Lord.
Moving on. MISSISSIPPI. What's that smell? Mississippi, absolutely. They're having some problems with the prom there. Did you hear about this?
No,
Mississippi
I
High School.
I care less about the prom.
Well, I can't. I really don't either.
Are
did
they
you ever
forbidding cousins to come?
Did no close lesbians, but no. Did you go to any of your proms?
No,
me neither. Actually, I went to one, but I was hallucinating on LSD. It was the first time I ever took LSD, and my friend was like, "Let's go to the prom," and I'm like, "Okay, I don't know what that is, but sure, let's go, let's do
I've
it."
I've gone to like two school dances yet, and every time I go, I think I really wish I had a flashbang right now so I could just throw it into
throw
the crowd.
It into the middle.
Fuck you!
Why is he walking in with a gas mask on? That's weird. But no, we walked up the we went inside, right? And by this time, I'm totally starting to peek. And the floor was like checkerboard. And as I'm walking
that would
up,
be crazy.
Yeah, as I'm walking up, it starts doing this whole thing, like the wave,
right.
The Google wave. It just starts like, whoosh, and I'm like kind of stumbling,
it did the
right?
Buzz after that,
right? Totally stumbling, moving through that the nice silk curtain effect you usually get. You get up and then switchbacks, and you go up. And as soon as we turn the switch back, one officer, two officer, the dean, the principal, desk, still, and the fucking Cheshire puss, like, upside down, humping,
standing on his head,
humping the cop's head, like, hey, fuck, dude, I fucking look like I was drunk or something, because they both looked at me, and I'm, like, kind of brushing the wall, like, becoming one. I'm meeting the wall. I'm learning the wall right now, and I'm
you
walking.
You are one with the wall.
And they looked at us, and they looked at my friend, and they looked back at me, and they were like, they just all, like all four of them, just like their heads were connected, just all no. And then we turned around and left, and then we went driving through alleys and crazy things.
Sounds like fun.
But yeah, anyway, did you go to yours, Hunter? You said.
What?
You wish you had a flashbang, right?
Okay. Right. No, it wasn't prom or anything. It was just a school dance.
Right. Oh, does Chimo have something to say? Have a seat, Chimo. What's up?
Matt, you forget.
Hold
that.
On. Hold on. Who are you first?
Huh? Oh, I'm Chelsea.
Who are you?
What do you mean? Chester.
Chester.
Five.
Thank you. Okay.
There we go.
Got
you
it.
Forget, Matt, that Hunter isn't old enough to go to his first.
Oh, yet. Hold on. That's hold true. On. Hey, you're looking forward to going to one.
You know.
Let me tell you what to do. Take
hey, I'll
LSD.
Tell you what not to do.
Oh, right.
What he's about to say.
Yo, man. So, are you planning on going? You have any guys picked out you want
to
go with?
Actually, I was going to ask you after the show.
Yeah, no.
Brother, that's cool. Right?
I'm never allowed.
Oh, wait. He's got a girlfriend now. That's weird.
Right? Oh, man.
He's so gay, though.
That's weird. You went so far the other way to prove a point. You actually fucked up and got her pregnant. Almost. Whoops. Almost, right? It was almost.
That's like a cover gone bad.
Right. Bad cover. Get out. Abort. Literally. So, the Mississippi High School is facing a lawsuit, of course, because everyone wants money. I want a lawsuit. We need to sue somebody.
Yeah, and then get money.
Right. A lawsuit over its decision to cancel its prom rather than allow a lesbian high school student to attend with her girlfriend.
Isn't that discrimination?
We're,
and like,
probably.
Yeah, I think it is.
You know who's all up on the dick now? The ACLU. Of course.
Not her.
The lawsuit. No, definitely not her. She's all up on the vagina because she's a lesbian.
Twat.
Right.
Twat. Yeah. Oh, I enjoy that. A lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union alleges that officials at Itawamba Agricultural.
Hey, who?
Itawamba.
Itawamba, yo.
Itawamba, who?
Jesus Christ. Itawamba Agricultural School, High School in MISSISIPPI. Is that weird that you have an agricultural school? They're like, let's be real. You're like, all going to be farmers, so...
We have those here. It's called the Voag Center.
Do we?
Yeah.
I never
you,
went
did
to
Did you
that
ever go to high school?
Yeah, I never went.
I want to beat the shit out of every student from my school that goes there, but I would
did,
punch
I never
them
went there,
and
but
probably die.
I never went there, but a lot of people did, at, like, right after lunch.
Yeah? That's weird.
And they went there, and they were there for the rest of the day.
I never did that. Yes, Chelsea?
I should kick Hunter's ass for saying that.
Why?
I went to Voag.
Are you a farmer? Hey, Chelsea?
Yes.
You hit a had a herd?
What?
You hit a had a herd? Shit. You a farmer? You hit a had a herd?
No, I just took welding classes because I was manly like that at the time.
Do you play the banjo?
No.
No.
It's my song.
Are there lesbians at your high school, Hunter?
There's this really gross, like, tomboy freshman who's in my acting class.
Huh.
I went to school with a couple lesbians.
Did you? Oh, God. You're going to have to say that when I edit this just so everyone can
wait,
hear it because that was hilarious.
Dana, I have a legit question for you.
Oh, please.
What year is your brother?
What?
My brother just turned 18 in February, so he's graduating this year.
And his name is Mike?
Yeah.
He used to be gay.
Yeah.
He had a crush on me once.
He had sex with him.
Really.
He's dating, what's her name?
Katrina.
Yeah, that chick.
Like the hurricane?
I think Michael broke Hunter's cherry.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know who he is. That's pretty cool. He had a crush on you?
Yeah, he had a crush on me my freshman and sophomore year.
Nice.
I was going to join the cheerleading team for pussy.
Whoa!
But,
does
my
that?
But
then,
was the only dude on the cheerleading team. Funny.
See, that's the thing, because he joined the cheerleading team, and then I was like, he has a crush on me, and he wants my dick, so
Hunter?
No.
Hunter, Amesby says you're flattering yourself and full of shit.
No, really. The gays follow Hunter. I am a witness. I have seen this.
Well, look at him.
I'm not kidding.
They flock to me. I am their
mother. Have you seen Hunter? Hold on. Let me let
Turn
you...
Turn the camera
on. I'll put this camera on him,
I want you to see Hunter. Hunter, show us the gun show, Hunter. Hunter, show us the gun show. Look at those! Cock bang! Cock bang! And I'm not saying that just because you're a guest.
Can I take my shirt off now?
I don't just fucking take it off, man. I'm not just saying cock bang because you're a guest. I'm saying
shirts are
cock
difficult.
Bang. Have you seen those guns? TheJamHole.com/donate. Hunter is getting naked for you, and he's 17. Yep. Let's do it. Fill the kitty.
This is illegal.
Bitty, bitty, bitty. Y'all better fill the kitty.
It's not illegal because my pants are still on.
Oh, yeah.
That's still after
the
show.
Man boobs.
Well, I'm awkwardly uncomfortable. Moving on.
I think you're right where you want to be, actually.
Amesby says he's a butterface.
Ouch.
Fucking A. I almost feel like the show should end right now.
Yes, it should.
Let's
and
pull
goodbye.
The plug. Good.
Get her! Quote, all I wanted was the same chance to enjoy my prom night like any other student, some dyke said. But my school would rather just hurt all students than treat everybody fairly. That's the H. This isn't just about me and my rights anymore. Now I'm fighting for the right to party.
I was going to go for Hello Kitty.
Right. No, she's actually fighting for the rights of all the students to have their prom. Because you wanted to do some fucking dyking out action at the prom, they canceled it. You know what? Now, no prom for anyone. Would you like to share something with everyone?
No, that was directed at Brayden.
I think Danny has something to say.
Yes, Danny.
She had it pointing at your head, now it's pointing at mine.
Oh, that's fun. That's a little fun game we like to play.
Yeah, we call it the hot potato, but with closet fag.
This is what happens when I have to sit and be quiet during the show.
You get bored.
Hey, but let's clear something up, though, because we've got...
Let's... Hold on. Hey, first of all, talk into that mic. Second of all,
hey.
Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Please holla.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Red Fox. Of
course. This is not Red Fox. Shut up. You guys aren't even close.
Dude, it's like totally Red Fox, and there's a sign
I think
behind your head. Don't turn around. Do not turn around.
There's boobies behind me.
You got me. You fucking
it's
got
Red
me.
Fox.
Hey, Red Fox, what's going on?
Happy birthday, Hunter.
Yay, me.
Hey, what's the number? I know Red Fox.
Oh,
number.
What
Hold
does
on.
The sign say?
Fuck. The sign.
No, actually, what does the sign really mean? I think that is what we're after right now.
To the meat.
Brayden's just really depressed on the outside, but really, he's really happy inside.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Just a closet happy person.
That's all.
That's all.
As long as you're happy and your closet happy and everybody's happy, happy, happy. Hey.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
You realize the way that sign is pointing, you are also pointing at yourself.
Yeah.
You fag.
Closet fag.
Now take your clothes off.
Now Danny's getting beat.
Hey, take your clothes off.
That's kind of creepy when you say that. I don't like that at all.
You're annoying.
Hey, excuse me. There's a show to do here.
Right?
Right? I mean, come on.
Okay, thank you, M.M. Red Fox. Anyway, yeah, let's wrap this up here. So they are not having the prom. She's suing and probably going to win money because she's a lesbian. That's not fair. I don't think so. Anyways, we good? You got anything else?
No.
No? Mark, why don't you hop on that mic real quick? I want you to tell us a story to close out the show. It's a great story.
I've got a story.
No? Tell us a story, Hunter.
I was driving behind Mark on the way to his house, and there was these two dogs. I don't know. They're both ugly. On the way to his house, and fucking he drove past them, no big deal, but they decided to jump in front of my car. And I almost hit both dogs.
And now they're dead.
I wish.
You know what's
That's
worse?
A great
the worst
story.
The worst
cool
thing about
story,
that
bro.
Story is that the mother and the child was out there when you hit their dog and you killed them, and it was right in front of the child's face. And I think that was the most traumatic thing that child has ever seen, and you've probably...
Well, what's sad is that mother and the daughter were uglier than the dogs.
That is also sad. But you know what, Brayden? That's just a sad fact of life.
Yeah.
This is Montana.
This is absolutely Montana. So, thank you guys so much for being with us. Friday night show. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Of course, thejamhole.com is where all of our shit lives. It lives there. It loves there. It prospers. It grows. It hangs out. You can see Chelsea's boobs there for $19.99 a month. TheJamHole.com/donate.
Wait. We need to make this like a buyable show now.
Yeah.
Chelsea's boobs. Show you gotta buy.
Yep, it's
done.
Like we're doing distorted view shit now.
That's
we're
right.
Subscription fees.
Sideshow exclusive. Danny getting fisted. Only on
getting
the jam
fucked
hole
with the purple giant dildo.
Which, by the way, was sweating when I got
it.
To
was
that.
It was. It does do that.
Like
it sweats.
I can literally, I don't know what the word is, but vouch.
Disgusting. Oh yeah, vouch for.
You can vouch for that.
You can corroborate. Right. My evidence.
Your books are all fucking wavy now.
That's right. Monday, Keith and Chemda will be on. We'll talk about the book. It'll be a good time. We'll have a couple books to give away to you guys. Check out / YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Danny and Braden and all that good shit. You can see it all there. And we'll be back Monday for the next episode.
I won't be here.
Thanks for spreading the word and telling everybody and giving us money and buying stuff. We appreciate it, and we'll see you Monday. Goodbye.
Bye. You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.